Rai Argentina to the World presents Discovering Argentina. Today we bring you Buenos Aires' oldest milongas. In the city of Buenos Aires, there are numerous milongas. Basically, these are the places where tango is danced. They open every night of the week, rotating between themselves. However, among so many offerings throughout the Argentine capital, there are some that are only visited by fans, die-hard fans, who go to the old halls of the Golden Age, times when Buenos Aires was labeled the Paris of the South. Or they go to neighborhood clubs where a milonga is housed some days during the week. And in these places, all the dancers are moving counterclockwise according to this tradition written in stone. Code also is very, very old-fashioned. The male dancer, the man, nods his head, and if the woman responds to his call, they will be dancing at the center of the dance floor. Then you can see the couple's close embrace, then the tango walk in their loops, cortes, and all kinds of improvised steps. General consensus among scholars that tango was first born as a dance style and then, later, it evolved into a musical genre, especially during the last decade of the 19th century, that's to say, the 1890s. The oldest milonga, because that's what we're talking about today, is located in Villa Urquiza and it's known as the Club Sin Rumbo. No Heading Club, or No Destination Club, also known as the Cathedral of Tango, as I said, located in the neighborhood of Villa Urquiza. The story of this venue takes us back to the year 1919, when a group of friends bet some money on a horse and promised that if they won their bet, the money they won would be invested in the creation of a dance club. As it turns out, the horse won, and they named the club after the winning animal, which was called Sin Rumbo, no heading or no destination. Another famous milonga is called Grisel, Club Grisel, that can be found in the boundaries between San Cristobal and Balvanera neighborhood. The slogan of this place is From Tuesdays to Sundays. But here, only the expert dancers and the regulars can hit the wooden dance floor. No beginners, no starters, no rookies are welcome. At least not on the dance floor. On Mondays in this place, anyone who wants to venture to be praised for their tango skills on the dance floor or be discarded as soon as the tango begins when they notice that their dance mate, the dancing partner, is a novice. Tango as a dance began to emerge in the mid-19th century in what was called Las Orillas or El Arrabal, the outskirts of Buenos Aires mainly, but not only. It also appeared in cities like Montevideo, Uruguay's capital, and cities here in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, such as Rosario. We're talking of the areas in towns where low-income people, families, groups lived. The milonga of the Villa Malcolm Club managed to survive the real estate boom of these past two decades and also the hipster explosion in one of the most famous neighborhoods nowadays in Buenos Aires, Villa Crespo, that lies right next to Palermo. With their 83 years of history, their name comes from a group of Englishmen, railway workers at the end of the 19th century, who settled here in the area. In 1928, they founded a meeting club for nationals and foreigners to play soccer. Parties to dance tango were began to be organized in 1934, and they are carried out to this day, with foreigners who settle in the neighborhood for seasons, for months, even years, with the purpose of learning with some of the best tanguero dancers in Buenos Aires. And finally, as part of this feature on Buenos Aires' oldest milongas, we have to mention, of course, La Glorieta de Belgrano. This is a very popular place for enjoying dancing as it used to be in the past. In this space, originally built for orchestras and music bands at the beginning of the 20th century, there is some tango dancing as well. La Glorieta Antonio Malvagni, which is named after the first conductor of a Buenos Aires music band, brings together up to 300 people on the warm nights of the spring and summer in Buenos Aires. As you may have guessed, this is a milonga that happens outdoors. Let's mention finally that there is a resource for finding and discovering milongas of Buenos Aires available online on the following URL: www.hoy/milonga.com, Buenos Aires. Thank you.
al son de tu majestad, hoy pasarte vi por mi gran ciudad y en vos descubrí.
And with this music, we come to the end of this week's edition of Discovering Argentina. Today, we highlighted some of the oldest milongas, or tango dancing venues, of Buenos Aires City. Discovering Argentina is a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda. Okay, let's sign off the program now. Guillermo Vega has operated the show. My name is Fernando Farias. We appreciate your listening to the program. We hope you enjoyed it, and we invite you to join us on the airwaves tomorrow, Thursday, for another show of RAI Argentina to the World. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.